If I didn't have the glasses on, you could see my expression. Oh my God. It's the most people I played in front of, and it was around by like all my heroes, BB King, Hubert Sumlin, like all the guys that I've sat and studied their records and watched videos over and over and over, like wearing out VHS tapes.
So that's what it's like to play for the first time in front of about 27,000 people and all your musical heroes. It's blues singer-songwriter and super bad guitarist Gary Clark Jr. on Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, it's Alisa Ali. Gary Clark Jr. picked up the guitar at age 12, and by the time he was a freshman in high school, he was playing gigs in his hometown of Austin, Texas. He became a bit of a local hero, and the mayor even declared May 3rd to be Gary Clark Jr. Day. But it wasn't until 2010 that he burst onto the national rock and roll and blues scene. Every couple of years or so, Eric Clapton organizes the day-long Crossroads Guitar Festival and features folks like B.B. King, Buddy Guy, John Mayer, Sheryl Crow, etc. That year, Clapton selected one newcomer to join the lineup, Gary Clark Jr. He debuted his song Bright Lights, and with the power of that performance, he soon found himself with a major record deal. Gary came into the studio to talk with me about the progress that he's made on this new record and play some songs live, and we also started talking about his life before the big record deal.
So how long did your first record take you?
17 years.
Okay, all right. But that includes growing up, because you're probably in your mid-20s now.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But there's probably some high school in there. And
yeah, I mean, I started writing little things on my notepad around 13. So, you know.
That's cool. I was doing, like, etches of, you know, She-Ra.
I got all that kind of stuff. Not She-Ra,
stuff.
No, but
no.
Thundercats.
He-Man. Yeah, Thundercats.
Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Why not?
And that all makes its way into the song. This next song is actually about Ninja Turtles, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm just joking. You're going to be playing songs for us all from the new album?
No.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to mix it up for you. I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do until I do it. Is that okay?
All right, then. That's fine.
Freight train running so fast. Freight train running so fast. Please don't tell what train I'm on. They won't know what route I'm going.
You played at the Crosswords.
Yeah.
That's a different festival you played
at.
Right. No, you played at the Crossroads Festival. That was one of the big moments, right, for you?
It was the biggest.
Okay.
You know,
so
what, biggest crowd, biggest.
It's huge.
I mean, everybody that.
I think that's what I saw video of.
Oh, yeah.
It was really cool video, actually, because you were wearing sunglasses, and so it's like a close-up of your face, and you could see how immense the crowd was.
Yeah.
And it was a nice sunny day, blue sky, all of that reflected in your glasses while you're like just wailing on your guitar. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, if I didn't have the glasses on, you could see my expression. And
were
it
you
was
just
like,
so scared?
Oh my God. It's the most people I played in front of, and it was around by like all my heroes, BB King, Hubert Sumlin, like all the guys that I've sat and studied their records.
Yeah.
And watch videos over and over and over, like wearing out VHS tapes.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
yeah,
these guys are right here, you
yeah
know, like all of them.
Yeah, it must have been pretty intimidating.
It was, that's why I wore the shades.
Right, right.
Woke up in New York City lying on the floor. Just outside of Mars's West 54. Well, yeah. You're gonna know my name by the end of the night.
That was Bright Lights, and before that, Freight Train, written by Elizabeth Cotton. A live performance from Gary Clark Jr. Take 5 was produced today by Ave Carrillo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.